News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 6 after 7 here on the 11th of January. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and hope you had a wonderful weekend. Gosh, lots to cover this morning. Again, it is Monday, the 11th. 43 degrees in the downtown studios. How is everybody today? We have 30% chance of rain with our highs of around 53. Mostly cloudy, then slight chance of rain tonight with 41. Tuesday calls for 60% chance of rain at 52. And heavy rain tomorrow night. Heavy rain is also predicted in the forecast on Wednesday. And Wednesday showers likely mainly before 10 p.m. I do know that we have also a warning of some high winds coming up later in the week. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, well, our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are definitely a priority. 365-3793. How are you doing?
You are just absolutely cute, you know? Hey, a lot of things going on today we want to talk about. But one thing, you know, just not starting the week off, but something very sad occurred in our friends and family in our lives was a very good friend of ours, Richard Bay, passed away last Friday. And it's just, he was a man that was very well thought of in the community. He was a warrior. He'd been fighting this disease for years, and he passed away. And just his family are all of our prayers and thoughts go out to his family. There are so many good friends he had. He helped the children. He helped protect the children in this town. He was just a fine person.
And more about that through the week as well. He had some kind of very odd, not a very common, a frontal, and I don't have the terminology in front of me. I know that Patty had posted it. You know, I'm sure for the family, you know, all our prayers and our help and understanding with all of them through the week is important. Patty married to Rich for 37 years and two daughters. And just, the, you know, the passing of a really a great guy. And he's been suffering from this for quite some time. So we start with that and the fact that we heard that news on Friday night. And then, so we always share with you y'all on Monday morning, you know, what's transpired for us on the weekend. Of course, you know, Carl taught gun class to 44 women on Saturday and Sunday. How was that?
Well, I tell you what, in the last two women's classes we've had, it's been over 80 women we've taught in the last two classes in the last couple of weeks. And what happens is we have a large class where we teach the basic pistol, and then the legal side, it's this classroom. And then we go to the range the next day. And then the next day we break down everybody into like five different ranges. So there's not a lot of people. The most you have on a range is 10 working together. Now, mine was mine came together. They're all a bunch of friends. They were called the Great Eight, and they were going to shoot together. Well, we added two more, so it was the Great Eight plus two. Then they became, on Sunday, the Great Eight minus one plus two, and finally finished out as the Very Fine Nine. All completed the course, all shot very, very well. Very proud of them. All of our combat small instructors was one of the best classes. People are taking classes for a variety of reasons. The main reason, of course, is protection. They feel like they've got to be able to protect themselves. The other thing is because they're right and they're afraid they're and this is sad. They are afraid they're going to lose the right to be able to carry a, a pistol to protect themselves. They're afraid they're going to lose that. But that's not going to happen. We're going to talk about some more things here. It could happen if we don't get our everybody gets their ideas together and starts believing in the Constitution again. But yeah, that happened. You had something you wanted to talk about, and Bob, have you got that queued up yet?
Well, in my musical career, it's really interesting. We also have the news of somebody else who we'll talk a little bit later on in the program. Somebody else's great father passed away. But somebody for me that was really encouraged me to go outside of my box musically would have been David Bowie. And he passed away. I just can't even believe it. We heard the news this morning, 69 years old, passed away from cancer. And it just goes to show you that, you know, it's just life is fragile. And anyway, so we're going to play a little tribute to David Bowie. I mean, he was the transgender bender, the guy in rock and roll that wore makeup and crazy stuff. And you know, when I was doing my rock world in Nashville, I always just thought, you know, nothing's too crazy. It's rock and roll. You can do whatever you want. So he inspired me, and I'm sure many generations. David Bowie.
Their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Record Searchlight on, Rate It Later on, Carol Ferguson in. Surprise. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's 7:15 in the morning here on January 11th, 2016. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number.
And, oh, boy, I'll tell you what, it sure is nice. It's been, you know, you were on the range. We had one of those weekends, again, where, you know, you taught when you have to teach, and then we hear the news of our good friend Rich Bay passing away, and we go visit the family. I mean, there's so much that goes on. It just, when you want to fall into bed, you just need to replenish because it's, some days are just so intense.
And then you were singing on Sunday?
Well, you were shooting on the range on Sunday, and then we had a good friend, Kathleen White. It was her birthday, so we went over to have dinner with some dear friends and enjoy some great stories, some great shooting stories and stuff with them. So, anyway, just big, big weekend stuff and huge energy that goes out. So it's so nice to come home and know that, you know, we're going to slide in. We fast-forwarded through all the games that we missed. Because we were busy, so thank God for DVR, and thank God for Sleep Number, because we got to go in there and say, okay, I'm going to be like a 50 tonight. I need a little bit more firmness. So last night I slept at 50.
My Sleep Number setting, I don't move it yet. My Sleep Number setting is 45. But here's the thing. Right now, during this time of the year, you can get the best prices on the Sleep Number beds, $600 off on their i8 bed. You have the opportunity to do the Sleep IQ technology, which helps you sleep. Things, little things like turn off the computer early, maybe try out the setting. All of this in Sleep Number. And Sleep Number is rated the number one mattress in America by Consumer Reports in 2015. There's no doubt in my mind it'll probably come back in 2016 be the same way. Made in America, guaranteed, you can't beat that. And you can try it out. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center and go on over to the Sleep Number store. See Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals in there, and they will put you on the bed. They show you how it works, show you how it adjusts. And not only can you get beds, it's pillows and other things, accoutrements that go with this bed that also help with you sleeping. Diet, exercise, sleep. That's what makes a healthy person. And you can get your sleep by heading to Sleep Number stores. Okay, a couple other things going on. And you know what? I would be remiss if I didn't mention the Cincinnati Bengal Pittsburgh Steelers game.
If you ever watched
a game.
Okay, we did. This is one that we did watch.
Where it's a tough game. The game starts out with the referees in the center of the field. I mean, in the warm-ups. The first time anybody's seen them do that, they sit out there in the center of the field to keep the teams apart. And they're warning them, don't get into this. You know, if you've ever seen that movie Slapshot, in the hockey movie with Paul Newman, and the teams are warming up, and the three brothers are coming by, and the fight starts before the game. This is kind of like you kind of think that they're spreading them out. Anyway, there's some really ferocious hits on the team, on the game. One of the Cincinnati players gets taken out by a linebacker for the Pittsburgh. Then the Cincinnati linebacker tackles Roethlisberger so hard that it takes him out of the game. And then in the last minute, 15 seconds, Cincinnati had this game won, and Roethlisberger was back in the game, but he can't throw the ball. He can't throw the ball long. He just threw it short.
He was throwing it.
And he was throwing it, but he was moving them. And this linebacker who had been an instigator the whole time, headshots, gives a headshot to a receiver that hadn't even caught the ball. Automatic first down. And then in the big argument afterwards, one of the Cincinnati players bumps the referee.
55. Okay, let's just say, I don't know his name.
55.
We can look him up. Yeah, 55 was a bully. Both sides had their clocks, what do you call it, on both sides had their, a player from the Steelers, like, totally just
took him out.
He was, I think there were two knockouts.
And then was raising his hands above his head like a champion fighter. And I tell you, the fans were going, at this point, the fans were throwing things onto the field. Here comes the water bottles. You know, in the old days, there'd have been whiskey and beer bottles, but here come the plastic water bottles are on the field. And then this guy, in the last minute and 20 seconds, takes a headshot at the Pittsburgh player, automatic first down. Then they're all screaming and fighting about it, and the Cincinnati player bumps into the referee. Boom, 15 more yards. It took him down to field goal range. The Cincinnati, the Pittsburgh player walks out in the field, kicks a field goal. Game over.
So game won by, again, the kicker won the game 1 point, and then yesterday, Seattle.
And then last night.
Yes.
When Minnesota lost, missed the field goal.
Talk about cold.
He had hit three field goals in a row, and this was a 22-yard chip shot, and he pulls it left. Minnesota's out of the playoffs. Oh, yeah, and Jarhead says it was painful to watch.
It felt like I was watching a cage fight. Who's going to, you know, get their teeth kicked out?
Anyway,
it felt like that.
Football.
But
anyway, so, you know, and I'm glad we have a DVR
because
you can watch a game in like 25
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, we sped through it.
25 minutes. You go through all that. You know, I just keep hitting the 30 second, and so you don't have to put up with anything in between. All right. Other things that are going on here. Oh, you know, we have another great friend, John Stadelli. John Stadelli was the chef up at Anselmo's for so many years. He was a friend and a listener.
Yes, he was a listener of yours. When you did a show that was just about veterans events, and he contacted you via email and wanted to sit down with you and talk with you about a new, because he lives up in Shingletown, about Anselmo and the place that
he wanted me to meet his boss.
Yes. And that's how far back that goes. And John has been nothing but a loving,
quality guy,
really has his heart in the right place, and a real family man. And so our hearts
close to his father, and his father just passed away on the 7th. Mm. We just found that out today too. I don't mean to talk about this, but just again, we go back and the life is fleeting. And that we were with somebody last night that when we're talking to her, she did this and this and this and then she said, "Yeah, when I was taking flying lessons, went, Perry, you took flying lessons." She says, "Anything that I can do, I'm going to do." Because life's too short. And I thought, harmonica lessons, because I was talking about doing harmonica, playing the harmonica. She says, "I took harmonica lessons." And so here's somebody, and, you know, and that's what life is you've got to go out there and you got to keep trying. You got to keep moving on. You can't just sit there on the couch anymore. Life's too short. So, okay.
There is a wedding show. In fact, I'm posting it and forwarding it this Saturday, or this Sunday, excuse me. Mark your calendars, January 17th at Simpson University. We're really excited about it. Now, a lot of people have been questioning, like, how's Don Shulman? Because it's the Bridal Guide wedding show. And Don Shulman he's another guy that is really experienced a lot of health issues, but it's hanging in there. You want to talk about
better.
A tough coot, this guy. So anyway, I don't care if he's on oxygen, he's going to remove the mask and give you a call. I mean, and put it back on,
well,
he's determined to get this thing done.
Well, he's not
so
on oxygen.
I know, but I'm just saying, that's just a hypothetical. Love the guy. Anyway, we want to support it, make this a successful show. So we have, there's a live fashion show, Bethany Hill, a couple other gals over there coming together to put on a live fashion show. Okay, now Avanti Travel, we haven't talked about them in a while, but they are going to, every year they give a free honeymoon away. Last year on my show.
They give a free honeymoon cruise.
Okay, last year on my show, I was able to, draw the name of the people, because it's sealed. I have no idea. They put the people's names when you come in. I think it's like $5 to get in or $7 to get in. And then you get to see all these vendors and limos and places to be, and it's good for event planning too, if you think about an event. So, but anyway, it's a really good bridal guide show. And it's at Simpson University, and it starts at,
it'll start at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock
on Sunday. Admission is $7, and it goes till 3. Everything will be set up. Over 80 vendors right now. The fashion show. There's going to be music and food and all types of other prizes that are out there. And for the first time, it's being offered, and this through our station. And they'll have a chance to do this, is to tell the world how you met your true love. And we're going to have a segment on Linda's show where I know several people can come in and talk about how they met their true love. And talk about the wedding and this, and then we'll have this archive.
And it'll go out and
they can use it, you know, however they want.
But be anyway, archived.
But you know, and everybody we've talked to about that thought, oh gosh, that sounds like a good idea. So we're going to try it because we can do that because it's our station.
I can.
Right.
I love that.
Okay, so that's a big
thing.
And
also Disney tickets. They're going to be giving away Disney tickets.
All that stuff.
And that's a really cool thing. That Don and his wife Judy Winston and the families really worked hard on this show. You know, we know that there's other competing shows, but this Sunday,
this is the largest show.
This is the one we want you to come to, guys.
This is the largest
show.
Get
behind, you know, the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. So that's happening. We want you to come to that. And so, what else do you got? What else do you have there?
Well, the other things that are going on, there's a number of things going on, but if we go into the last thing, you know, here in this last couple minutes is I didn't win the Powerball.
You didn't?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Somebody won it?
No. Nobody won it.
Okay.
It's now up to $1.3 billion.
I think we spent $20 so far.
Total.
$20 on buying, you know,
total.
The pick five.
Yeah.
And because we couldn't figure out.
Six.
Pick six. Okay.
I tried to put down the numbers, and they said, you can't do it on this piece of paper because.
We went to Chinese
this
food.
This is an old thing here. And you know, anyway, so I got six numbers, or five numbers. I didn't win. I haven't checked to see if I got five of the six, because that could be well worth some money. It's up to $1.3 billion, my friends. You've got a better chance, though, of being bitten by a shark on California and Placer Street than you have of probably winning this. But there is that possibility. You mean I can win? Yes, you can. You can win this. So you go out and stick your dollars in it again. I hope you have a plan for this because you can be ruined by the winning of this much money. Your whole life could be ruined, but you know what? Probably for 2 or 3 years, you are going to be one happy son of a gun. But if you need any help planning on what to do with it, 605-4567.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
Give me a call.
We went to Chinese food and then got some food to go. But, you know, when you open your fortune cookies, here's your number, the lucky number. So we went next door. Usually we try to get our tickets, our Powerball, or any tickets that we go to Tobacco and Brew.
That's right.
Because they get a
percentage. A lucky place.
An elected place because they get a percentage of anything that anybody wins.
I'm
they get a percentage
there,
of it.
Going down there tomorrow.
So we just happened to be en route. So we went to this other store and got, like, after we heard it was at $900 million. And Carl couldn't figure out.
It was not. You know what?
He wanted to do these
numbers.
Like
this? Are you like this, my friends? I don't play Powerball. Or the big ones until it's at least $500 or $600 million. I don't play it until then. It's not worth my time. Like I would turn down $1 million if you win. You know those $1 million ones. You know that they have. Oh, you can win $3 million. I'm not even gonna try that. It's got to be in the $100 millions. And then I thought about it. I wouldn't turn down $10 in fact, I have won a scratch off and it got $50. I was the happiest little guy in the world. I won $50. But now. It's got to be up there in the hundreds of millions. So if you take the $1.3 billion and you take it all at one time, I think you get like $600 million. Is that it, Bob?
Something like that.
All right. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We got a lot of people coming in today. I do still want to talk about some things that our friend Mr. Obama is doing. I want to talk about the and something here too. Sean Penn seems like he met with Joaquin Chapo, the drug dealer and the drug lord and the murderer. Remember, he's escaped from the Mexican jails twice. What appears that he met with Sean. And to talk about doing a movie, and he wanted Sean Penn to play him, and he wanted a Mexican actress to play, I don't know, the woman in this whole thing. Anyway, Sean Penn, you know, and it's all the people going, I find it disgusting that Sean Penn would meet with this guy. This guy's a murderer, blah, blah, blah. Well, the guy gets caught, right? It appears that somehow meeting with Sean Penn got him caught.
Oh.
And as one of our listeners on the chat room says, that perhaps Sean should beef up his security. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot. It's 7:30 in the morning here on the 11th of January, 2016. 43 degrees right now, going up to 53 today. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, president of Wellgate Sports Club.
And I'm Allie Evers, proud owner of Boheme Spa.
At Wellgate, we're dedicated to building a club focused on improving the quality of your life, which is why we are so excited to introduce our new partner, Boheme Spa.
Thank you, Rich. Both Boheme Spa and Wellgate Sports Club share the same business philosophy and commitment to mind, body, and health. Conveniently located inside the Wellgate Sports Club, Boheme Spa is Reading's premier Aveda concept spa, featuring the complete line of Aveda products and Aveda signature services.
Wellgate Sports Club, in partnership with Boheme Spa, is proud to announce a groundbreaking new membership category called Rejuvenate. In addition to a standard premium access membership, Rejuvenate members receive 2 spa treatments per month from Boheme Spa for the term of the membership.
Reward yourself for your hard work and effort at the club with relaxing and restorative treatments.
Call 768-1205 today. Wellgate Sports Club, where you'll experience exceptional every day.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl and Linda Butt. Good morning. It's 7:33 in the morning on the 11th of January. 43 degrees out there, going up to 54 today. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. People are telling me I could make $800 million out of this, or it may be less, but when I win, the 1.3. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew of merry men and women teach all over Northern California and down into past Sacramento, all these places. It offers guns and ammo to those who don't have a gun, or in many cases, they bring a gun to the class and it's not one they can handle very well. It's just too big. It's too, it's just too much for them to handle in this. And so they're provided 22s or 9mm or other guns so they can shoot and then qualify. Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or check out their website at readingccw.com. There are surveys that people do after finishing the classes there that are available. The NFI has nothing to do with the surveys. It goes to a third party. They can't adjust them. They can't drop them. And so anything anybody writes is in those surveys. Gives you an idea of what's going on. All right. Obama's executive orders. And this one on, of course, guns and selling guns and everything has had a really draconian effect on some of these new gun shows because people don't know what they can do, what they can't do, with the threats they're having. And here's what it is you know, when people are saying it's an executive an order, you are circumventing the Constitution. And here is the argument, and this is the one I just love this type of argument because then I can say these things. Well, Obama's had 132 executive orders and Bush had 360. Hey, guess what that is? That's a child's argument. That's a child's argument. Oh, he did it. Then I can do it. She did it. I can do it. He pushed me first. It is such crap. It is just absolutely BS. I mean, really, come on. You know, you circumvent the Constitution, you circumvent the Constitution. I don't care if you're Republican or a Democrat. It's still doing it. So here's the answer. You know, Obama, President Obama, you want something done about guns, it's real simple. You're a Democrat. You go down to Harry Reid and you say, Harry, I want you to put together a bill that will do this. I want you to put in that strengthens those gun laws and it takes away, you know, that takes away people's rights. I want you to do that. I want you to bring it up for a vote. And Harry will say, they won't let me bring it up for a vote. Oh, no. Oh, on contraire, Republicans probably will let you bring it up for a vote and put Democrats on paper by saying you're going to vote against taking away gun rights. That's why it's an executive order. His own party won't support it. His own party won't support it. Now, only now, does it become, you know, then it becomes very clear what he's doing. Hey, this is my agenda, and this isn't America's agenda. This is my agenda. If you really cared, you'd have it brought up in the House and in the Senate and let them vote on it. And if they pass, then it comes up and you just sign the bill. There you are. You're a hero. But when it doesn't pass, and it won't, then accept that. There's the answer right there. It's simple. Quit going around the Constitution. And I don't care who did it before you, and I don't care who did it before him or any of these things. You're still circumventing the Constitution. All right. There's something going on down at the Civic that's been a big problem. And this is something everybody needs to know. And we ran into it a couple of times when the Temptations were here. We had a friend that wanted to go there and said, you know what, I'd love to go, but I don't want to spend $130 on a ticket. And Linda, who was doing the introductions and all that, she said, those tickets aren't $130. They're like, I don't know, $35 to $40. She said, no, I went to the site, and they said they were $130. Well, they weren't $130, and it wasn't the site. There's some people who have bought sites that sound, you know, it kind of, you know.
Okay, like here's the email I got. Ticket sales are way off. Okay, because we were going to do Flashdance is still coming, by the way. Please join us. That's going to be exciting. You know, they do these Broadway series. It's a traveling Broadway show, Flashdance, the musical. And we did Sister Act. You know, Sister Act was almost sold out. They did that wonderful sit-down dinner they do before the show. It's just really a class act. Only two tickets were sold because people are going online. And here's the email I got. They had to cancel the dinner. Two tickets were sold. They're saying people are going online and looking online for their tickets. The website to go to, please pass this to all the people you know, is www.readingcivic.com. Correct website. Getting lots of feedback. They're getting lots of feedback from folks that they're winding up at scalping websites and in addition to overpriced tickets through those resellers. Email goes on to say, sometimes those sites are telling people that the shows are sold out. So you know what, folks? We in Reading have got, this should be front page news. We want to see our Civic Auditorium, that's what it's called. the Reading Civic Auditorium. Because people go to these search, and what's happened is these scalpers have bought up these different things. One of them would be Reading Civic Center, Reading Convention Center, and that's what they're saying. The tickets are sky high, and they're sold out. So you must go to the Reading Civic Auditorium or readingcivic.com. I just implore that all of you that are listening, help us in this, because this is a this is a travesty what's going on right now.
Okay, Bob.
Yeah, I just pulled up Reading Civic Center concerts. Of course, it's the Civic Auditorium, not the Civic Center. And there are two websites, ad-supported. That should be your first red flag, that these are ad websites.
Yeah.
But they do come to the top of the search result. BoxOfficeTicketSales.com. And then the other one is ReadingCenterTickets.com. And neither of these look to be terribly legitimate because they are ad results.
Mm-hmm.
But they're at the top of the search engine, and people would just click
well,
right
on.
Well,
you know, it's kind of like, you know, and I've done this before. I'm looking for a DMV. And so I click on the one, it says DMV, you know, California DMV. And guess what? It takes me to some kind of place that says, hey, for this much money, I'll get you your this and that. And I thought, that's strange. But it's because they just put up, they'll change the letter, they'll put something on the end of it. So
right.
Here's the bottom line is, go to ReadingCivic.com.
ReadingCivic.com. And the facility in the future is the Reading Civic Auditorium.
And
that's where the concerts are.
That's where
the Broadway show.
Everybody uses different names for
right.
it. But anyway, do
but
that.
But it's a travesty. And unfortunately, something's happening with the internet and how everybody's buying things online. That, you know, we need to have these successful Broadway shows that come through. And that means, you know, finance tickets. So you may go online, and I've seen that these tickets, you know, you can go for reasonable prices here. Trust me. But I think it's sad that they had to cancel the dinner. I just really looked forward to it. They'd asked if I would, you know, introduce, which I did for Sister Act, which was a blast. Some of the cast members would come down, and you pull them down right before they're going on stage, and the audience members or the people who bought the dinner, which was, I think it was only like 65 or 75 people, you could meet some of the cast members, or they'd introduce themselves, and it was kind of an insight of, you know, who somebody, where they come from, what they're doing. And it was just really a special treat that you could get right here in Reading. So we need
beware.
To beware, and in the future we need to get behind this, and right now just spread the word to your friends. It's ReadingCivic.com. That's how you buy your tickets for the Reading Civic Auditorium. There we go.
Okay. Now.
Drive it home.
For the next 4 or 5 minutes, either on the chat room or give us a call at 605-4567, how would you spend the $1.3 billion? What would you do with it? Would you have a life that would just be on sailboats in the Mediterranean, on the Aegean Sea? Would you do things for people? Would you live in a little hut knowing that you could give all this money away? Just give us a call. What would you do with it? You know, Jarhead, what would you do with $1.3 billion besides get me a loan on the house? 605-4567. Just give us a call there. Okay. And while, you know, or like I said, you can go in the chat room and you know what? I tell you what, the one who has the best, Linda will buy you one lotto ticket that she will split with you. One lotto ticket that she'll split with you when you win.
And again, before we go out, you know, just God bless the family of David Bowie and all the years and years and years of work. I mean, I'm going online and, you know, YouTube, at the top 10 things that are happening in the world, every third line is about David Bowie, Londoner's Mourning. I mean, he was 69 years old and he died of cancer. And this is such a wonderful, wonderful musician. Phone calls are coming in. We're going to take an early break, or do we want to take this call
first?
We'll
take the first call.
Okay.
We'll take the first call here and see if this is about the who wants and how would you spend $1.3 billion. All right, let's go to the phones. Who do we have, Bob?
Didn't get a name, but Janice. Hello, Janice.
Janice, how would you spend the $1.3 billion?
Well, I've been advised by Clark Howard that you take the yearly pays, and I had looked up when it was the 800, it would be like $10 million a year
or
something like that.
Okay, that's that would be an interest off your investment, right? Okay.
I would call Dave Ramsey right away and let him.
Yes, amen.
And I'd try to keep anonymous if I could possibly do that.
Right.
and make little changes at first. That's for, but I have a large, I have a large number of nieces and nephews, and I have plenty of people to give the money to. So that would be a good start, because you wouldn't need all that money yourself.
No, you know what? There's, you know what? You've got to find a way to help people. And I think that's a big thing. And I think that's what you're talking about, Janice. And you're right. You know what? How do you keep this secret? You know, first thing I think if I did is I would take the ticket. I would have it notarized that it's the ticket, and I would put it in a bank vault, in a safety deposit box for a couple months so everything kind of cools down. And then you kind of go out and start working. I've kind of put together a team, you know, of, like you said, you know, Dave Ramsey. Dave, how should I spend this money? You know, that kind of thing. And or CPAs and bankers, and just so you have it there, you know, so that when you do go in and get the money, that it's, you know, that you've actually got, you know, a plan on how to use it.
I've heard some people say you're supposed to start a nonprofit right away. I don't know.
Well, I think that would be a good idea. You know, I mean, really, I mean, we've talked about this. I'd like it to see is that, you know, that here's an idea, a new veteran center right here in Reading. Great idea. Another guy said, I would fund the state of Jefferson, including a massive TV ad campaign.
Yeah, there you go. Think of all the things you could do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for your call,
anyway,
and have a great Monday.
We're
going to take a break here when we come back. More calls of what would you do with the Powerball? And again,
Happy New Year, Linda.
Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
We've had,
I'll tell you what, when you have the passing of friends, and it just makes you just look at life even closer and think, okay, am I making the most out of my moment right now? We'll be right back here. Are you making the most out of your moment right now? KCNR 1460, so glad to have you with us on this Monday morning, 43 degrees. We'll be right back.
The Trade School at Shasta Builders Exchange in Reading is nationally recognized and provides the training and education that will prepare you for a career in the construction trades. According to the California Employment Development Department, job growth of carpenters is projected to grow 30% and plumbers 24% from now to 2022, much faster than the average for all occupations, creating more than 5,000 jobs a year over the next 5 years. Will you be one of them? The Trade School now offers both carpentry and plumbing training programs, each accredited by the National Center for Construction Education and Research. The carpentry and plumbing programs are both accepting applications. These programs offer evening courses to allow you to work during the day in your field of study. Graduates finish at the journeyman level. All enrollments are on a first-come, first-served basis. Classes are filling quickly. Deadline for spring registration is January 15th. To learn more, call 222-1917 or email training@shastabe.com.
To thank them for their service, veterans receive a discount on tuition. Call Shasta Builders Exchange today.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater, February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater. Proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the historic theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade box office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala event, February 12th.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Abby, will you be joining us January as we kick off the 2016 Haven Humane Society's Second Tuesday Dinners at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue?
Yes, I love seeing the grill warriors cooking on that Mongolian grill.
That's right. And with something for everyone, it's a lot of fun loading up your bowl with all your favorites, creating your own stir fry and sauce combinations.
Please join us on Tuesday, January 12th at Kahuna's Mongolian Barbecue on Market Street as they kindly donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help care for the animals and work towards placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460, Free Fire Radio, Monday morning. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. 43 degrees out there, going up to 53 today. Going to maybe get a little rain. It's going to be kind of a interesting week this week. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veterans discounts. Veteran-owned business, 365-3793. Bob, you found something.
Matter of fact, yes. Like I said, I did a search for Reading Civic Center tickets, which is what a lot of people would do out of habit. The first two sites came up were ad-supported, which is always a red flag. The legitimate Reading official Reading Civic site, Flash Dance tickets will set you back anywhere from $45 to $65. The same tickets from TicketCenter.com, which comes up in a search right at the top, $80 to $153. And all they're doing is putting up a website. P.T. Barnum would be so proud.
I know. So, see, it's just a ripoff. So you got to make sure you get the right one. Okay, now, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, where veterans get discounts in Espresso Joe's. Not only cafes, lattes, espressos, beer, wine, all types of great, great gifts in there at Espresso Joe's. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. Everything, loose tobacco, pipes, lighters, I mean, everything you could possibly imagine, e-cig, all of it, and a walk-in humidor that's absolutely perfect. All of this at Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business right here at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Can't go wrong there. Now, if you take the lump sum on $1.3 billion, you would receive $800 million approximately. After the IRS takes 39.6%, you're left with $483 million. So this strategy will not work for you. You're already broke and need more money. So that's if you take 5%. If you do 5% on tax-free bonds, which is available, you invest $500 million. Okay, in this case, it would be $483 million. You could earn about $25 million per year tax-free. Anyway, and as Jimmy says, just unplug your phone because everybody you ever said hello to would be calling you and people you never talked to would be calling you. Let's talk about one last thing before we get into Record Searchlight coming on here at 8 o'clock because there's going to be a little battle going on there because Record Searchlight, Silas Lyons wrote an article about the state of Jefferson. And it wasn't so much the state of Jefferson, it was just about how much he loves California. Oh, California's this, California's that. California's a dream to America and to other Americans and to the world. And the state of Jefferson, you know, it's just not going to happen. That was at the end of the article, which it's somewhat enraged state of Jefferson people. People that believe in it, they just had this huge, huge rally down in Sacramento. They brought in 21 petitions for to sever these counties from the rest of California. So, 21 counties. I think it's like the state of Kentucky. We're going to have Mark Beard on this week to talk about that. I mean, this is big. I mean, this has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Everybody said, oh, no, it'll never happen, never happen, never happen. And now, will it happen? I'm not sure. But we'll talk about it because of the fact is it's about representation. And we don't have representation. We have some really great guys down there. But no matter, I mean, they're water walkers. But it makes no difference. The ideas never get out of conference. But the other thing that happened last night was the Golden Globes Awards. Now, you all know how I feel about these. They're like a self-licking ice cream cone. You know, you get this, and they all pat themselves on the back. Golden Globes is for the foreign journalists. This is how I feel about it. I can feel like this, Linda. You cannot hit me.
I'm not hitting you. You can say what
you can't. You can't pinch me.
You take over, and I don't get a chance to say a word.
Okay, now's your chance. Let's go get it. Golden Globes.
What about it?
Well, It's an award show.
Right. Do you want to know who won?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, some of the highlights. Of course, Stallone.
I was doing the intro for you.
Yeah. Stallone was it was nice to see that he won Supporting Actor for Creed.
You know what? That made
we haven't seen
okay.
it, as but
much
I can't wait
as,
to
much
see
as,
it.
As much as I dislike these types of award shows, that kind of made me happy. He wins, and you know he wins this huge award that he's never won before. I mean, for Rocky or anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, "Yeah, he said I really have a lot to thank my imaginary friend Rocky Balboa."
Now here's a question I just don't understand. I haven't seen it, although. Well, you know what? Life has been super busy, and one of my great joys is going to see movies. Really, I could go to the movies two times, three times a week. I love to go to the movies. We probably have seen three movies in a year. And one of them being, of course, Star Wars when the kids were here. But one of the things that was kind of why in a comedy or a musical did they put The Martian in? How is The Martian considered to be a comedy or a musical? But it won.
For best comedy. And Matt Damon won for best actor in a comedy.
Just
maybe that's
weird.
The only way he would have won.
Well, best drama, which you'll love, and we want to see that ASAP. Here's what was Carol, Mad Max, Fury Road, but the winner was Revenant.
You know, that's the one that's has just come out with Leonardo DiCaprio about and it's based on a true story of what happened to Hugh Glass back in the 1840s when he was attacked by a grizzly bear and savagely mauled. And they left two hunters with him. They were part of a hunting group. And they left two hunters with them who became scared in real life. They became scared because of the Indians around them and thought that, you know, Glass was dying. There was no way he was going to live. So they left. Well, he did live. And he crawled, and he crawled literally across miles and miles and days and weeks to get back to this fort, and he lived. So the story is based on that.
And the director, Alejandro González Iñárritu, was the winner of the Revenant.
He won for Best Director.
Yes.
And it won Best Picture and
Kate
Best Actor.
Winslet won for the role in the movie Steve Jobs as supporting actress. Supporting actor was Sylvester Stallone and Creed, of course. Jennifer Lawrence won as Best Actress in a Comedy or Musical, which was Joy. And Matt Damon, of course, The Martian.
What is it about Jennifer Lawrence? That it's that good.
She's that good.
Is she that good?
She's that good. Original score, Ennio Morricone, The Hateful Eight. You know, you didn't want to see that because of the crap that went down with what's his
name. I'm never going to see another movie that Quentin Tarantino has anything to do with. I'll just tell you right now.
Original
anybody
song,
that goes out and calls their cops murderers.
That's true.
And then he doubles down on it.
Songwriters
you know,
Award.
Oh, no, they are. They're murderers.
Writing on the Wall, Spectre, performed by Sam Smith, of course. That was fabulous. Remember I said a duet when we saw, you know, the James Bond new film? Is that a duet? No, it's Sam Smith singing in his falsetto voice. And this guy is, you know,
I don't know who Sam Smith is.
He's a wonderful, wonderful singer. Okay, so he won for best song. Animated film winner was Inside Out. Looking forward to seeing that film. It's adults that have seen that film said we need to go see that film. Foreign film went to Son of Saul. Primetime television, you want to see this, a drama, it was Mr. Robot. Comedy would have been Mozart in the Jungle. John Hamm. John
Hamm,
Mad Men, okay? You know, I went a complete, like, eye guzzle, except for having seen the last series. For some reason, Netflix will not do the last season. Okay, Cookie, you know how much we love Cookie?
How much you love Cookie?
From Empire. She won, of course. It's Teddy, I don't know how to say her first name, but Henson from Empire. Actor in a comedy series, Gael Garcia Bernay, Mozart and the Jungle. I don't know what that is. Actress in a comedy series, Rachel Bloom and Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. A miniseries TV movie, Wolf Hall. Have you seen that, Bob? It's period. I love it. Wolf Hall. Actor in a miniseries or TV movie was Oscar Isaac, A Show Me Hero. And get this one. Actress in a miniseries or TV movie went to Lady Gaga America Horror Story Hotel. Pretty cool.
All right.
Do you guys think, do you guys care?
I haven't seen any of them.
Okay.
So, okay. Oh, somebody did see.
And the list goes on.
Wolf Hall. Okay.
Yeah, it's it looks like it's. In fact, when we were watching, I think trailers, and you know, I love these period pieces of this era. So, anyway.
We've got to take a break, and when we come back after the news, we're going to have the Record Searchlight with us, we hope. And I haven't seen them yet, but I think they're going to become rolling through here. It's 8 o'clock here on Monday, the 11th of January, 2016. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he has no intention of pushing lawmakers to approve President Obama's request for new war powers to fight the Islamic State terrorist group.
I can't imagine that I would be voting for an authorization for the use of military force that Barack Obama would sign, because the one he submitted for us to take a look at restricted his activities, what he could do based upon conditions on the ground.
McConnell telling ABC's this week he fears any such law would tie the hands of the next president, whoever that may be. Volkswagen's chief executive plans to present solutions to fix diesel engines that cheat on emissions testing. When he meets with the top U.S. environmental regulator this week, Volkswagen CEO Matthias Mueller.
We have let down customers, authorities, regulators, and the general public here in America too. I am truly sorry for that. And I would like to apologize once again.
And Mueller plans to submit a package of solutions to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy in Washington and is hopeful both sides can agree on how to fix the problem. Gasoline prices continuing their downward trend. According to the latest Lundberg survey, fuel price analyst Toby Lundberg says that downward trend could continue.
Los Angeles is the high again in our survey of cities, 301, and the low is St. Louis, 164.
The stock market had a rough start to 2016, but experts believe things will change soon. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi.
The underlying fundamentals of the U.S. economy are fine, and even given the problems in China, I think the U.S. economy should be able to navigate through, and ultimately that'll win the day.
The market was buffeted last week by sharp drops in Chinese stocks. Today, the Dow can't seem to find its direction. It has been up and down right now, down 25 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
I just feel like something's missing.
I know. What we had was so big.
And warm. And bright.
And yellow.
Oh, I really miss the sun.
No sun? No problem. Centrum, the most trusted multivitamins, now have more of the vitamin D3 you need. Get the vitamin D you could be missing this winter with Centrum multivitamins. Now our highest level of D3 ever.
An interview done by the leader of the Sinaloa drug cartel with the actor Sean Penn helped to lead to his capture, James Bleers explains.
The ego of Joaquin Shorty Guzman ultimately proved his downfall. He arranged to do an interview with actor Sean Penn last October at a remote ranch in the northern Mexican state of Durango. Its transcript has since appeared in the magazine Rolling Stone. Guzman hoped this would lead to a film about his life. Instead, Mexico's Attorney General Areli Gomez said it provided a vital clue in a pop boiler which put security forces back on Guzman's trail, ultimately leading to his recapture.
That's James Beers reporting. Republican presidential hopeful Donald Trump said Sunday he doesn't watch much football anymore because he says it's getting too soft.
What used to be considered a great tackle, a violent head-on head violent, if that was done by Dick Butkus, they'd say he's the greatest player.
Now he says it'll get you a fine. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Arch Coal, which has been hurt by weakening demand for coal, filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection today. We get the details from correspondent Jeremy House.
The coal industry is struggling as electric power companies shift to using natural gas, which costs less than coal and produces less pollution. Other coal companies have filed for bankruptcy protection recently, including Alpha Natural Resources and Patriot Coal Corporation. Arch Coal says its mines will stay open and its employees shouldn't be immediately affected by the bankruptcy process. The company says it reached a deal with its lenders to reduce its debt by over $4.5 billion.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Clemson at Alabama set to square off in the college football national championship game in Glendale, Arizona tonight. Regardless of the outcome, a case can be made that, Alabama, if it can pull it off, could be one of the only teams ever to get four national champions in a 10-year span in the last 70 years. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott, the lovebirds of the air. The ones who just get along at all times and never, ever have a crossword that goes across.
You don't hear this?
Yeah, that's from her smacking me with the paper.
Hear this?
Oh, and that one. That was a little funk on the side. I'd like to have the police report here. All right, just kidding.
Currently okay, 44 degrees in the downtown studios. Did you just say put your hands up 8:05 in the morning? Oh, gosh, you guys, today's going to be high of 53, lows of 41. Mostly cloudy, then slight chance of rain tonight. Tuesday calls for a high of 52 with 30 to 60% chance of rain. Heavy rain tonight and Wednesday. We start to get into really heavy rains in Wednesday. High winds. And Thursday, Friday calls for a slight chance of showers, but that's our forecast. We're going to have a rainy week, and that's fantastic.
It's going to clear up during the weekend, though, right?
During the weekend, but the week ahead of us.
During this week,
it's going to
be
rainy.
But this weekend, it's going to be clear. That's right. Hey, it's
the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Finish it up, then.
Senior and veterans discounts, veteran-owned business. Give them a call, 365-3793. I'm just going along with you. I'm having a good time today.
Good.
I'm on my second cup of coffee. You know how that does?
All right.
It affects me.
Okay.
All right. Hey, let's go to the phones. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you fired up, Sally?
I am. I'm fired up. I'll tell you what. That rally down in Sacramento was amazing.
Okay. You know what? Want to get Mark Baird on. Want to talk about all that stuff that happened. And we've got the Record Searchlight here putting on a flak jacket and a helmet, knowing that probably some people might call in and comment. Just remember that Carol Ferguson did not write that article. And believes in the Constitution. So, anyway, what's happening tonight?
Well, tonight we are kicking off our 2016 election season and we're hosting Bill Chappelle, who is running for Board of Supervisors. He is an incumbent, and he's running again this year for District 4, Board of Supervisors. So we're inviting everybody to come on out, get to know the candidates, and even if you may not live in his district, which is Shasta Lake area north of Redding, you can still find out what he has to say. And if you know people, educate them about the candidate.
Yeah, because, you know, you need to see what they're like because countywide, you know, they represent the county.
They do.
You know, so and when you get these, you know, 3-2 votes, you want to have, you know, somebody that's kind of like looking into your point of view as opposed to another point of view.
Yes, and I would just like to remind everybody out there listening that Bill Chappelle was the only member on the Board of Supervisors that supported us when we asked to present the state of Jefferson to the board.
And you know what? I've had Leonard Modi on since then and Larry Lees, and I think that they believe that they should have done that. They should have, or that Leonard Modi, I think, believes that, you know what, we should have given that 15 minutes to the people.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I think you need to bring it back. You know, frankly, I think
address our government with and redress our grievances. That's all we were asking to do.
When you spend 4 hours talking about chemtrails and other things like that, and yet you can't give 15 minutes to a group that's got 21 counties, you know, with signatures going down, that there's something wrong there. And I think that you all need to go back in mass and say we would like to address the city, you know, the board of supervisors and make them vote again. Make them vote again because Leonard Modi's running for office also.
He is, but they also on that day resolved to not allow it to come up for a vote unless there were three members on the board that wanted to hear it.
Well, I think that you need to go back again in mass and have everybody talk about it. So we just want to give the presentation and that you all should do this. You know, and, you know, put it back out there again and then have them vote. And find, you know, just make them do it. You know what? 15 minutes, they can do that. And I found it reprehensible that they didn't do that, that they wouldn't listen to a 15-minute presentation and say, well, yeah, but all these people talk. That's not the point. It's not the point. You listen to like a 40-minute presentation on chemtrails. You know, chemtrails have got its place too, but you ought to listen at least to, you know, the state of Jefferson on this where you've got, you know, they just handed out another 15 petitions for people that want, you know, to make it 21 counties that would like to be severed from the state of California.
Yes, well, the people spoke, and we went around the board because they wouldn't listen to us. You know, it is our right, according to the First Amendment, to be able to redress our grievances, and they would not allow it, so we just went around them.
Okay. Well, you know what? Tonight, 6 p.m., Bill Chappelle.
At Destiny Fellowship Church, 2570 South Bonneview Road.
Thank you very much, Sally.
Thank you, Carl.
You're such a great person. Happy New Year. Okay. Hey, I just want you to know, Linda, that Jarhead has one safe place on the line, and they have a place for me if you get too rough.
I'm kind of lost at what you're talking about.
When you hit me with the paper.
Oh.
He just says is that there, you know, one call and they'll be in here in mass to rescue.
Well, if you sat here in the morning and see how Carl can just totally tromp on your words, you would be slashing papers in his face too. So that's all I'm saying.
Bob,
maybe more.
Bob.
Hey, let's get
Bob
with.
Bob just turned his back on me and said, "I'm staying out of this one."
It's Monday morning, and again, we have lots to cover this morning. We're excited to be here, and of course, going into our seventh year here at KCNR. Who would
if
have
not
thunk?
One word
who
in the
would
record
have
search
thunk? Site? That we are excited, and thank you so much for our loyal listeners. You know, we love our chat pack. We love you guys. Anyway.
All of you guys.
So shall we?
Let's go introduce Carol Ferguson.
Let's do this.
Good morning.
Editor of the Record Search. Like, let's just
good to be
tighten
here.
That down there for you.
There you
you
go.
Know, this was, you know, Carol and I have talked about this for years, and I mean literally. About having Record Search Light on a regular basis, at least once a month, to talk about the big stories that they're working on and give people a chance to ask questions and talk about, you know, hey, where's the paper at? You know, there's a lot of things happening in the paper, of course, with the sale, you know, another sale and the change of the online stuff. And there's a lot of things. And so I really appreciate you all coming on.
It's really good to be here and be able to talk to people. And directly like this, it's great.
We like to think we're kind of like the newspaper of the air, you know, and we have always been behind having the Record Searchlight in our community. And, you know, and like all people, we take umbrage at certain things you all write or say, and other times, you know, we completely agree with it, you know, showing how bright they've gotten, the Record Searchlight, the editorial board in the last couple of weeks. And then you've realized that, oh, well, maybe, you know, you're hoping that maybe it wasn't you that changed. You know, anyway, good morning, Carol.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Couldn't drag somebody else in here, huh?
No.
Couldn't get Silas in here, huh?
No, I couldn't get Silas in here this morning. But if I had known about the state of Jefferson, and I probably should have recommended it. But
yeah. Oh, yeah. People got a little excited about that yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, the state of Jefferson is – what? How big a story is the state of Jefferson, Carol?
Up here, it's big because we do have a lot of people who are passionate about this idea, and they're working toward it. They're out there, and they are
it's
getting the petitions.
Yeah, it's more than a handful.
Oh, no,
of people.
I know. And it's also kind of a state of mind up here, too. And that is that we are very isolated from the rest of the state. We are very different than the rest of California, politically, demographically, very, very different than the rest of California. And so I can see where a lot of people up here feel like, you know, we're part of this thing that we really don't feel a part of, and they don't really make us feel a part of them either. So I can really understand that sense of, let's just go and do this on our own. I think there are some big challenges that would come with doing that. One of them I was just sitting here thinking about is, with this whole incident going on in Oregon right now, just how much of the state of Jefferson would be federally owned. I mean, we have a lot of federally owned land up here, and that would be an interesting thing for us to look into, is just how much of it would be federally owned land if in the state of Jefferson.
I think, I want to take a break here, and let's go back to that, and that's a good question. But I think one of the things that we, you know, probably needs to be addressed, and, you know, I mean, really in a thoughtful piece, is answering the questions that people have. Because you hear all this, oh, you know, the world's largest or the world's worst economy, you know, blah, 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 blah. And the state of Jefferson's supporters have a lot of answers to these that either people haven't written or they haven't heard. But the part about the federal lands is interesting. It's 8:15 in the morning. Our guest is Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, our local paper. And we'll be right back after these messages.
She was crying when I first met her. Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Newly engaged, she had just crashed the vehicle they bought together. It had rolled over an embankment and every panel had to be repaired or replaced. A full paint job was also required. Our estimate was well over $20,000.
Now he won't want to marry me, she cried.
When he arrived, he comforted her and was glad she was safe. On the day of delivery, I learned they were moving out of state immediately. I had inspected the vehicle and test-driven it myself, but a drive over a couple of states, in the mountains and long desert stretches, made me feel uneasy. I was confident in our repair, but what if the unexpected happened? A few days later, he called, and my heart skipped a beat. Hi, Don. Just wanted you to know the car drove perfectly, not even a squeak. It's times like this when I love this business. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
NorCal Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Redding. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Redding can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-owned business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Get ready for a high-energy evening full of breathtaking acts and heart-stopping stunts when Cirque Ziva comes to Reading. China's Golden Dragon acrobats are returning to Reading's Cascade Theater stage with dance, juggling, acrobatics, and trapeze. It's a show for the whole family with Cirque Ziva, Thursday, January 28th at 7:30. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bach. Good morning. It is Monday, the 11th of January. It is 8:19 in the morning. I want to talk about Million Cats.
Yes, this Saturday.
This Saturday, great article, Carol, from Jim Schultz.
Yeah.
Front page of the paper.
That was cool.
People are talking about that. You know, when people go back and they take a shot at you guys and all this, sometimes they forget. And this is Carol's work, by the way, my friends. Carol is the managing editor. She says, look, I am tired of everybody dying on the front page here. You know, I mean, when you take a look at it, people just drop it because it's so sad.
Yeah.
She said, we want positive, okay. I'm paraphrasing you. You tell us what you want.
What we wanted was part of one of our initiatives we started a while ago was to show people who are making a difference in our community. And when Vince Stevenson called me about this fundraiser, I'm like, this is it. This is somebody who's stepping in to try to make a difference in their community, get other people involved. And was really moved by his story. And then when we called the cafe and said, hey, we'd like to send a photographer in, they were very open to that. They worked with Jim. All the customers were there. They were very friendly and helpful. And you can tell that this is a special place for a lot of people. And they really care about it. I mean, to have a fundraiser where they hope, taking it to Wind River, it's not just a jar on the counter. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is something that's organized. It's going to be fun. And it's for two women who have really done a lot. And we were happy to be able to share that story and give it that kind of presentation.
Well, thank you very much for that. We're talking about the event that's happening this Saturday, so we can draw attention to that event.
Classic Cafe
fundraiser. Wind River, what time is it?
5 o'clock. It goes from 5 till 8 or 9.
And all kinds of wonderful raffles, and it's just, what it is. You come, you support, you buy your tickets, the raffles and all that other stuff. Great, coinciding with that thought was last night we had a birthday dinner, and several of those people at the table loved to go into Million Cathy's, which is, of course.
There's a lot of doctors. Everybody talks about the veterans. There's a lot of doctors that go in there. And I said, how come so many doctors go in there? And he said, well, it's the only time we really get hugged.
We don't get hugged in the hospital.
We don't get hugged in the hospital, but we walk in there, Million Cathy, hug you. And so the whole table said, well, we're all going now. But the thing is that it was a great article. It gave, and you've done this before in other events, and it gave a front page to two ladies who have helped out so much here, and now they do need some help.
Right.
When times have gotten tight, and, they want to replace, they want to replace a stove in there and all this. And last night somebody, in fact, told us, hey, I know where one of those stoves are. And so he wants me to ask them if they can take this size stove, and it's like it's almost brand new. But the bottom line is that, again, that was a front page thing that y'all did. And it is going to be this Saturday night. It's going to be at Wind River. It starts at 5 o'clock. Linda's going to sing the national anthem. I'm the MC. A number of speakers, including Congressman Doug LaMoffa, will be there. Gun raffles and all that. Now, every dollar of the proceeds goes back to the Classic Cafe, which is on Athens Avenue. You can go in there today and all this week. They have breakfast and lunch. Go in there and have that. Okay.
Okay.
So anyway, Carol, that was that initiative
I'm glad you
did.
Like that.
No, not just that one, but the other initiatives you've done with bringing out the positive of the things that are happening in our town.
Mm-hmm. I just have to put a quick thing in there really fast because yesterday, are you a football fan?
No.
Okay, well, yesterday, of course, Saturday and Sunday, the playoffs are happening right now. And it was so cold in Minnesota with the -6, and they were outside playing. Of course, we saw how interesting it was, how they heated the field. But the fans, it had never been that cold for one of their games. And they stood in, they hung in to the Vikings. But here's how cold it was. It was all good until my eyelashes froze.
Oh.
Richard Sherman said, "That's how cold it was. When your eyelashes freeze,
that's cold.
That's cold.
Okay, that's all I had to say.
All right, going back to the state of Jefferson. When we left, you said, it's interesting how much federal land is involved in this in this proposed state of Jefferson.
Right, it's something we hadn't looked at before. I mean, we've looked at income levels, number of people, that sort of thing, but this." Like I said, the event happening in Oregon right now really brings that to mind because a lot of the West is owned by the federal government. And I think, and I think the state of Jefferson would have a lot of BLM land, a lot of national forest land. And even though you're your own state, now you're your own state dealing with those federal issues. Those federal issues don't go away. And depending on how much of your state is federal, you're going to have a lot of federal regulations that you're going to
I think they said something
with.
Like Arizona is only like 16% of the land in Arizona is for sale. The rest of it's feds or reservations or, you know, state, something like that. So, and you think about it, you know, and then you look at that map, but there's parts of California toward the central in that area that you don't see it being owned by the feds.
Right.
But when you get up along the fringes, there is a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, again, it's however you would deal with the feds anyway.
I'm
sure people are lining up right now to talk about it. I don't want to make the whole show about the state of Jefferson, though. But I know we've got some people calling in. The other thing about the state of Jefferson, and some people don't realize, is, I mean, I think it when it started and it was kind of like, oh, okay, you know, it's kind of cute. Well, it's gone way beyond cute now.
Well, they're out there working it. I mean, they're going to the various counties. They're getting the petitions. They're going to Sacramento. They're doing it. It's not just, oh, we wish. You do have a coordinated group of people out trying to make this happen and doing what it takes. They're going down to the legislature saying, we want a bill. If you don't give us the bill, we're going to file a suit. I mean, they're doing it. They're out there trying to make this happen. And one, some of the things that they're frustrated about are the same things a lot of us are frustrated about. The fire tax that goes to pamphlets and PR, public relations. It doesn't even go to help clear your land. It goes to send you a brochure on how to do it. I mean, that upsets a lot of people. The fact that we don't have as many representatives up here, or even throughout the state that share our same core values, our same, you know, politics. It's mostly
we have
Democrats in the legislature, in the legislature, and, you know, we try to work with the other Republicans. Our lawmakers try to work with the other Republicans, but because they're from such various parts of the state with their own different reasons, it's very hard to even get a cohesive plan among them, you know, to have them go forth and say, here's our...
We've got Terry on the line, and we've got Red that just wrote, the federal government owns no lands outside of 10 square miles around D.C. I wonder what that means. Anyway,
that means
Terry. Good morning.
Yeah, that means that he's reading the Constitution. He's reading Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. The only way that the land can the government can control anything other than the 10 square miles in Washington D.C. that was given to them exclusively to go ahead and have jurisdiction over is to have the consent of the legislative body in the state that will allow them to own any or control any land. The only thing they can control is the erection of forts, magazines, and arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. So he's 100% right. By the way, miss, do you know what the equal footing doctrine is?
No.
Okay. A couple of misnomers. Number one, we don't go to different counties and solicit them. They come to us. The first four counties that joined this and signed declarations by their supervisors, three of which were unanimous, when they did this particular thing, it was done because the counties wanted it done. People came to us. In the last 4 weeks, we received 8 declarations from 8 counties. We had 70 news agencies there in Sacramento, over 500 people outside, and I would submit to you at least 100 inside. I was stopped by several senators, including Senator Nielsen, stopping me in the parking lot in the rain, talking about this. This is not, this isn't Kansas anymore, number one. Number two, this is something to where the people are looking for their right to redress grievances. That's what they're doing. Do you understand what happened with Reynolds versus Sims, and do you understand one man, one vote?
Yes.
Okay, explain to me the federal model of government.
Well,
Hey, Terry.
Okay, I'm going I don't know if you want to turn this into a civics lesson.
The thing is that, and I'm not throwing myself in here on this, but what she said was, this is not the way people think. This is a big movement. And she may have said, you know, you went to them, and instead they came to you.
They did.
But I think if you listen to what she said also was that there's a lot of things that everybody up here in Northern California agrees with.
Well,
in the
and
state
also,
of Jefferson.
Also, what I meant was when you went to them was you were able to go to their board of supervisors in their county. So somebody traveled to their county to their county supervisors to talk with them about this issue. You don't have like this central place where the board of supervisors meet there. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, when we go to the Board of Supervisors, and that's a good point, it isn't always the same people. A lot of times when we address city councils, I would submit to you, it's a lot of the local people. Frankly, the local people are the ones with the dog in the hunt. When we went to El Dorado County, the sheriff in El Dorado County was the person who kicked off the whole meeting by saying he was for the state of Jefferson, or whatever we call it. And by the way, it's not the state of Jefferson. It would just be called Jefferson, like Wisconsin's Wisconsin and Idaho is Idaho. But we can call it whatever we want. The fact is that we have a model of government where we don't have representation, whereas in the federal model, we have two senators per state, which means big like California with 38 million has two senators, and small like Wyoming has two. And the reason for that is because we have a republic. And James Madison knew in Federalist Papers 51 that the smaller towns and townships, the smaller cities, had to be represented at the time, as well as the larger cities at the time that were Boston and New York. So I think a lot of this is education. I don't think anybody doesn't want a better future for their kids, doesn't want representation. I just think a lot of it's about education. The beauty of this is that in 28 months, 21 counties, almost a million people have said, hey, wait, we need to do something here. We're not represented. You don't understand our problems, and frankly, we don't understand yours. Let's do what we should have done a long time ago and divide the state. Now, if you have a better idea, which is what I asked the senator, Senator Nielsen, I said, Jim, you got a better idea? Because if you got one, help us to help you help all of us. And he said, Terry, I don't have a better idea. And we even went to Mr. Steinberg before he termed out, and we talked to his chief of staff. And she said, what you're saying is very compelling. What you're saying is true. She said, the problem is that the people who are in elected office don't like change. But she said, you have really got a good argument here. Now, we're talking about the most liberal person in the whole capital in California. This is about representation, not about
the
parties.
The whole thing is about representation.
Yes, sir.
And it always has been. And
yes,
we've got to run. It's we're past break. But, Terry, you're absolutely right. And I think that people agree that we are not represented, that people down south of Sacramento have no idea how we live, what we think, what we believe, and that there's votes that affect us that don't affect the big cities.
You're right.
If we had turned around and said, I tell you what, let's just make a pollution tax on any city, on any area that's got so much pollution, let's charge them $150. Mm-hmm. Then they would get the idea how we feel. But that's not going to happen because all the population centers are south Sacramento. Unless they change the law, unless they change the representation, the only thing that's going to change is nothing.
Only remedy, according to everyone, I'm talking about legislators, the only remedy for that, with that being the harm, is to separate the state. No one has a better idea. We've asked them all.
Well,
no
like
one
you
else
said,
you got a better idea. Hey, we're in.
And if that doesn't work, then you can go the judicial route. So anyway,
Absolutely. Okay,
hey, Terry, thanks a lot.
But yep.
All right. Hey, our guest is Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight, and we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're going to die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed, he's dying. See his hair turning gray. He's been working and slaving his life away.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome to Wellgate Sports Club. I'm Deanne Lawrence, your membership director. Every member of the Wellgate team have raised the bar to ensure that you, as a valued member, will experience high-end amenities and a quality of service that exceeds fitness industry standards. At Wellgate Sports Club, we understand that each member has unique fitness and lifestyle goals.
Hi, I'm Tina Brandt, Team Training Director. Wellgate Sports Club has implemented several small group training programs, including our popular saltwater aquatic group training, and now the TNT program, which offers the expertise and direction of a certified personal trainer without the expense of one-on-one personal training. All Wellgate Sports Club trainers are credentialed, experienced professionals who are committed to our members achieving their health and fitness goals. To inquire about Wellgate's small group training programs, please contact the Wellgate Fitness Director at 530-768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club, where you will experience exceptional every day.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. 25 minutes until 9 o'clock here on Monday, the 11th of January. 43 degrees out there, going up to 53 today. A lot of rain this week. Could be clearing up this weekend, of course. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Across from the subway. Best haircuts in town, veteran-owned business, the Cheers of Barbershops. It's got it all there. And I'm telling you what, I love getting my hair cut there. Bob loves getting his hair cut there. He loves getting his beard trimmed. He just loves it there. He just sits there. They've got a little place called Bob's Chair. Bob's Chair. And you know what? You know what? It's okay. You can sit there unless Bob's there. Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Right up the street from, that's right, Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. And which is going to be this Saturday, 5 o'clock, Wind River. Tickets like $25. Go there. Buy a table. Get two tables. Let's all go in there and support these great ladies. And you know what? And get a chance. You know, it's going to be gun raffles. It's going to be everything. All right.
Our guest is Carol Ferguson with the Record Searchlight. And welcome back to the show, Carol.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right. So let's talk about 2016. Here we are in January. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, changes. Bring us up to date about what are some of the exciting things that are going on.
Well, 2016 is going to see basically Reading stand up and make some key decisions for its future. You've got the Blueprint for Public Safety, the committee that's going to be determining the priorities and what we're going to do first and what we may need extra money for, what we can do with what we've got. They start meeting this month. They have a pretty tight deadline. I think they want to, within about 90 days, figure out where exactly they want to go with some of their first steps.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of meetings this month. The Reading Merchant Crimes Watch Group will be having a meeting on the 20th about this, where they'll be learning more about it. The city council, the supervisors, all of them have gotten up to speed on the blueprint. And also, it's an election year. So this month you see a lot of candidates coming out. This is the first time where they can come out and actually officially register to run. So you'll be seeing some announcements this month from people wanting to run for city council and the county supervisors. So this is going to be a big year for Reading. 2 years ago was a big year for Reading with the elections going on, but I think now people are a little more focused. 2 years ago it was public safety and we need to do something, and they started electing people who would come in and start with these visions to do something, and now it's getting further defined. So this will be the year where I believe we'll see some movement, significant movement on solving some of these issues. I know that when we had our group of we invited some of the local leaders who were going to be part of this committee for the Blueprint for Public Safety to come in and do live chats at the paper. And a lot of them were saying the sobering center is number one priority. Get that going.
Well, when I win the lotto,
yes,
I'm going to build a sober center.
You do that.
And it's
going to
be called the Record Searchlight Sober Center for Drunken Reporters. No, but I would do that. I would do something like that. And you're right. I think we really need a sober center. I think that is a consensus, something we can just bring people to. We don't have to tie police and the emergency rooms up with.
Right.
And I really like the idea of being somewhere, you know, being able to clean them up, you know, keep them there for a couple of days, and then push them back out in the street. Or we can get to them, put them in a place.
Right. Get them the services that they need. Connect them with that. Yeah. It's still up to the individual to make sure that they want to change. And that's one of the challenges that a lot of people who work with the homeless population and with substance abuse issues is, it really comes down to that individual wanting to change. You can't force them. You can provide them with what they need.
I think that's really important. You can provide them the water.
Yes.
But you can't force them to drink.
Right.
You can force them for a while if they're 5150s or whatever. Then they, you know, then they just go off again. But I, you know, that's this mental illness. This is everything else. When you start talking about it, is always like another arrow. There's that line drawn back to mental health.
Right. And what's happened in the last few months in particular is a real change in the conversation in Reading about that. It's not just people who just don't want to, you know, do better with their lives, or they're lazy, or they just want handouts. The conversation has shifted to look at this as a more holistic issue. Mental health, substance abuse, poverty, all these things contribute to some of the issues that our community's having. And so you just don't solve it by getting rid of the homeless, or you don't even solve it with just a single sobering center. But you have to look at it holistically. Housing first, mental health services.
Well, but let's get down to it, though. I mean, when we talk this, This is an expensive proposition.
Yes, it's
you've got to ask yourself where. I know you can. We can say this on a holistic approach, that it can't be just police and it can't be just new jails or all that. Oh, now we have to have mental health. Oh, now we have to have housing. Now that means more people to talk to these people. This is not I hate to say it, you know, because I hate it when they say, oh, it's a money problem. Because a lot of times it's not a money problem. It's a concept problem and a solving the problem type thing. But that's got to be one of the things that they solve first.
Right.
How do we get the funds to do these things? Do we start so small and then just keep expanding out, you know, with grants and everything?
I think for some of the projects that our community has looked at as models, such as the Restoration Center in San Antonio, the Housing First in Salt Lake City, a lot of that came with big upfront grants, that because you need that upfront money. It then will consist of reallocating resources. So some of the resources that you have now been spending on jail or police, now that they're no longer going there, they're going to these other centers, then that money is reallocated. But you do need that upfront big ball of money. You need someone to win that lottery.
Right.
But honestly, I mean, you do need that upfront money, and that's where our state legislatures can come in to play. Maybe Dolly Nielsen, they can help bring us some money here for a pilot program or something like that. I mean, the county is starting a 2-year-long pilot program for a mental health facility. But it's only a pilot program, and if no one steps forward to take that, or if the money isn't found to continue it, it'll just disappear, no matter how successful it is over the course of its limited time. So it's finding that the big pot of money, and then the people and the resources, and then identifying what money you can reallocate to it as you go along.
It's going to be a interesting concept, because there's been other places that it's been a success, and other places where it hasn't. And we still are dealing with, in the meantime, dealing with a lot of the stuff that is happening on our streets. You know, meth heads and guys walking into your houses and, or, you know, into your property, kind of looking around. And the fact that people, again, don't feel like the government can protect them.
Right.
And our government saying we can't. I mean, essentially, our local law enforcement says we can't protect you. You know, if we just happen to be there, we can protect you, but we can't protect you. You know, if you have an emergency, it's going to take us at least 16 minutes to get there on an average. So, I mean, and people have a tendency to say, well, you know what, I'd rather feel safer than, you know, but just put new clothes on this guy.
Right, right. But sometimes putting clothes on that guy will help you feel safer.
And maybe that will.
We're going to be part of bringing out Lloyd Pendleton in February. He's the Salt Lake City person who helped Housing First.
And supposedly it dropped.
He's good.
They supposedly dropped their homeless by 91%.
91%.
Now, is it because they built all this? And they just put them in these little apartments.
Basically,
not homeless anymore.
Right, right. And what they found was if you give someone a safe place, a dry place, a safe place, then they can start to recover. Then they can start to get off the drugs. They can start to get job skills. But if you're living on the street and you have no transportation and no safe place and you're spending your entire day figuring out how am I going to eat, how am I going to stay dry, how am I going to stay warm, where am I going to sleep, I'm getting rousted, it's very hard to get your life back on order.
How'd they pay for that?
Grant, there was a lot of government money in the beginning, and the Church of Latter-day Saints put up several million dollars.
Well, this was one. This was the other thing I was going to talk about. That it happened in Salt Lake City, and that was not surprising,
right?
Because Salt Lake City, of course, Utah is a Latter-day Saint state, and there is a lot of money there.
And they are used to using it for community. They're used to putting it toward community.
And they look after each other in many cases. All right, Carol Ferguson is our guest. She's the managing editor of the Record Searchlight. We're talking about big stories that are coming up and, you know, how we're going to, you know, in 2016, the Blueprint for Safety, the homeless question, mental health question, and there's going to be much, much more after this break. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Martin and his people are just simply outstanding. They've been in the business well over 20 years. Best in the North State as voted in the Record Searchlight for 2015. So you know that he's done a lot of great work out there. If you've got an emergency, he's got the time. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's cold, it's rainy, it's all of that. Make sure your heater's working. Make sure it's efficient because electric bills here can get horrendous. But he can fix that for you. All over there, Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Or give them a call at 221-2642. We'll be right back with Carol Ferguson, managing editor of the Record Searchlight.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we all made it through Christmas, and we're bearing down on New Year's. We got two more used heaters in and ready to go, and a whole bunch of new ones that just came in. So give Johnny a call and get a free estimate. Northern Lights Energy, kerosene heaters and on-demand water heaters is what we do. If you're tired of big electric and propane bills, come on in and let us show you how we can save you money. We have red and clear diesel, kerosene, gasoline at all of our plants and card locks. If you need a 5-gallon pail or a whole truckload, give us a call. In Corning, see Miss Robin. Weaverville, see Joe. And in Redding, ask for Kathy, Sherry, or Candace. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, happy holidays, and we do appreciate your business. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Join us for the Signature Gala event at the Cascade Theater February 12th at 7 p.m. This elegant evening begins with cocktails and hors d'oeuvres, giving guests a chance to mingle and bid on the live and silent auction items, including autographed prints and posters from some of the world's most renowned musical artists. The auction will be followed by an evening filled with champagne and dancing under the lights of the beautiful historical Cascade Theater.
proceeds from the Signature Gala will benefit the Historic Theater's artistic and educational programs, as well as its ongoing preservation and restoration. For more information, call the Cascade Box Office at 243-8877 or go online at cascadetheater.org. The Signature Gala Event, February 12th.
Whether it's a 7-year-old battling cancer, a dad injured in a car accident, or me, a mom of two saved by blood transfusions. Every 3 seconds, someone is in need of blood. You don't have to be a doctor, a firefighter, or a police officer to save lives like mine. Donating blood makes you a hero. Contact Blood Centers of the Pacific at our own Reading Shasta Blood Center, 221-0600.
Mark your calendar for the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th from 11 to 3 at Simpson University. Calling all brides, grooms, and families for wedding planning and excitement. A live fashion show and a chance to win a free honeymoon from Avanti Travel. That's the Bridal Guide Wedding Show of the Year, January 17th at Simpson University. See you there.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linderbott. Good morning, everybody. I'd just like to, I want to say a couple other things. I'm going to say them every day because I want people to do it. I want you to head on down to Millie and Kathy's from Wind at Wind River this Saturday. You can get tickets at Omega Mortgage. You can get tickets down at Classic Cafe down there. And I want everybody to kind of to support this. We also want to talk about the Asphalt Cowboys. They're looking for a theme, and the theme opened up. The theme contest for the 2016 Rodeo Parade Theme Contest began January 1st. Call Tom Spade with your idea, 241-0201, and whoever wins gets $1 million. tell Tom that you heard on the radio that you would get, that you could win $1 million if they had the right subject and it was picked. He will tell you it's $100. I think $1 million would get more people interested in it.
Definitely.
Okay, maybe it is $100. All right, call Tom Spade. Carol Ferguson is our guest and managing editor of the Record Searchlight. And we talked about the homelessness thing. We talked about the state of Jefferson. To me, it's a huge story because it just keeps growing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we can't ignore. The Board of Supervisors should have listened to him.
Yes.
That day, that 15 minutes, and you all said that.
Yes.
We said that. Everybody said that. It was a huge mistake they made. I mean, really? You can't listen to citizens for 15 minutes?
Well, and that's their whole point. They're there to listen to the people.
Yeah.
And it's the only time when they're all together, they can listen to people all together at once. They don't even have to make a decision that day, but at least let the people talk. And I don't know. That's what I think local government officials
need to
realize.
That's what they're supposed to do.
You're there. You're there for us. We elected you.
Do it.
Listen.
Yeah, just listen. That's all you have. You're getting paid. It's not like, you're the city council and you can be, rambunctious because, what, we're going to catch your $500 a month pay? But these guys get paid the big bucks.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Big, relative.
Yeah, not as much as they make in retirement, Leonard. Anyway, No, but you know what? Leonard Modi comes on the show whenever I ask him to, and he comes in, he answers the questions. He just says, we should have done that. Anyway, okay, the homeless study by Kristen Schrader.
Yes.
Think this is going to go anywhere?
I hope so. I mean, I hope that because what the study found was that we need a cohesive plan. We need somebody to step forward, somebody or some organization, some one leader to help coordinate all the different efforts. The plan acknowledged there are a lot of people doing a lot of good things here in Redding and Shasta County to solve this problem, but they're all working in silos.
Well, you know what? This happens on a number of things. It's like, the mental health, the homelessness, everything. If they could just look over at one safe place.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And see what when they did the Family Justice Center, where that started down in San Diego and now it's gone worldwide, put all those assets under one roof.
Yes.
And it would save money. It would be a lot easier. And just do it that way. And then, you know, but I agree with you. There's so much money in this and so much, you know, ego.
Yes.
You know, that, you know, how do you do something like that?
Yeah, you need to find somebody or some organization that will look at the issue and be, it's more about solving the issue than about them. And can coordinate well and work with all these different groups and can get it done. And that can be hard to find, that perfect mix. But I think, you know, I think that's what Kristen is trying to accomplish here. Not necessarily having her be that person, but help identify those.
I hope it's not an axe she has to grind about something like, I want to spend money like this, you know, I mean, building housing and all that. I hope it's much more than that.
I think so. I mean, the study was much more than that.
Yeah.
The study really showed, here's where your strengths are, here's where you need to go, here's some ideas.
What was so good about that, it was not public money. That was private money. And, you know, maybe it's time to take that next step. Okay, we identified this. Maybe now it's that time to say, okay, how can we put all these under one roof and do another private study or, you know, just an addendum to that.
Right.
Let's go to the phones. Dick, good morning.
Morning, Carl. Say, you know, about this State of Jefferson business and the Board of Supervisors, you know, according to the First Amendment, you're allowed to regress your grievances, and they would not allow it at a public meeting. And I suggest that all the supervisors except Bill Chappelle should be booted out of office and get some new blood in there who will listen to the people.
Well,
anyway, that's my comment.
Well, I tell you what, Dick, and here's the thing, is that Les Ball ran last year after that had happened, and he was reelected. And Leonard Modi is running this year, and I don't even know if anybody's running against Leonard.
Oh, yeah.
There is?
I believe so.
Okay.
I know there are at least two or three people who have...
Okay, and we'll talk about that in a second. And I know that somebody's running against Bill Chappelle.
Yes.
Two or three people are running against Bill Chappelle. Of course, Bill supported the State of Jefferson.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting, but here's a chance for the people to speak. And if it has
nothing to do with the State of Jefferson, it has to do with listening to the people when they wanted to regress their grievances, and you're allowed that under the First Amendment.
Of course you are, and they should have, and they know they should have. And so, but they have not done anything to go back and say, hey, we're willing to listen, and they should. So that's a good point, Dick. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
You bet. So somebody who's running?
I don't really know.
I saw the article.
I know that
you had on
some
one
articles.
Guy that was running against Modi.
Oh, isn't he interesting?
The one who's been in jail and
believes
that marijuana should be.
Yes.
It's the panacea for all people.
Yes, that's his. Basically, his entire campaign is based on that. So
I know.
And
he looked good in a suit.
And then Angie Watson from Take Back Redding,
Shasta
County, is running.
Yeah, but she's running against
Chappelle. Yes.
I
don't know exactly how it's lining up.
She was running against Chappelle, and she was on the show, and I said, Angie, why are you running against Chappelle? Because you two agree on a lot of things. I mean, do you live anywhere close to where Leonard Modi lives? Because it sounds like the things that you want would be, you know.
More.
Yeah. But you know what? I don't run. I just love to have people on that are running. I admire everybody that runs. Because they're putting themselves out there, you know, and subject to ridicule and anger and, I mean, a lot of stuff out there. And I appreciate everybody that runs out there.
Oh, yeah.
I really do.
No, it takes a lot.
Now, you all go out and you give these, endorsements.
Yes, we do.
Ooh. Do you always feel weird? How do you come about doing that?
Well, we invite each candidate in and they talk with the editorial board for half an hour. And the editorial board peppers them with questions and not like, you know, what's your favorite animal kind of questions, but really, you know, in depth, try to really get to what their vision is. Do they even have a vision? If they do, what is it? How do they work with other people? What's their stance and all that? And then, the editorial board determines who, you know, it's going to support. And
so that's you?
Now
the
it's going to be me, publisher, and Silas.
Silas, so the three of you.
Are the three of us. And this will be my first year doing this.
You all can outvote Silas then.
You could, yes.
You could, yeah.
And sometimes we don't endorse. In some races, we don't endorse. If we don't feel
any
of the candidates.
You wouldn't endorse, who was it, LaMalfa?
LaMalfa.
Or his, or the person running against him, the woman, I guess?
Yes, yeah, Heidi. Heidi Hall. We didn't endorse either.
Either one.
Because, you know, Heidi wasn't really Redding, you know? I mean, her base was more Chico and that sort of thing. And she had support here. There were pockets that voted for Heidi, but we knew that if we came out and endorsed Heidi...
What do you think about Doug Wright?
See, I think that's going to be interesting.
Running against them often.
I think that's going to be a very interesting race. I think Doug versus Doug.
Yeah, because you know we'll be talking about Doug, and then all of a sudden you realize somebody's talking about the other Doug.
The other Doug, right.
The other thing for city council, you've got some pretty powerful ladies coming rolling
right.
in here.
Julie Winters, mm-hmm. Leah Tate.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you know, Gary Cadd's running again. Adam McElvain,
yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I tell you, you know, Julie Winters came on, and we're going to have them all on again, and we're going to have them all on again.
And again. And we'll have live chats with them.
You know what? I am not going to... we've got to go back into their voting records of how they voted in their lives, because we don't know.
Well, these aren't necessarily, these aren't party related.
Well, you
elections.
Say that, but that's not true, because they vote a certain way, which means this is where their mindset is. So you can't just say, oh, this isn't Democrat or Republican. Of course it is, because they're going to have a certain mindset when they vote. Like if I vote for Obama, this is kind of tells me that this is how you're going to vote for unions or other things. I mean,
right.
It just kind of tells me that. And if you vote, you know, staunch conservative, it tells me something that way, too. I mean,
well, we get so that out of what they say. I mean, you get that out of what they say rather than sticking one label on them.
Yeah. So we'll just ask them the questions mm-hmm. that go around it. I don't care right. if you're Democrat or Republican. Did you support Obamacare? First question, do you support gun rights?
Right.
Which we never got into here. Record search light. Supports
next
the Second
time.
Amendment. Next time, we're going to talk about that.
We will.
Hey, tomorrow
thanks
we've got...
Thanks so much for joining us, Carol.
Oh, Carol, we love you fun. Having here. You know that?
Once a month. Record Search Site
will
be on our
show. And
you
somebody else in. And when you brought Alyssa in that time, that was cool. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have the EDD in here. I'm sorry, EDC in here talking about, you know, all the jobs they're doing and all these new things that are coming in. That's tomorrow right here on Free Fire Radio.
Thank you, Bob
Longy. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Hostages being held, a terrorist raid on a mall in Iraq. Gunmen storm the shopping center in a mainly Shiite neighborhood of eastern Baghdad, setting off a car bomb at the entrance before moving in. One official estimates as many as 75 people are trapped inside that mall. A top Mexican prosecutor says it could take a while, probably at least a year, to extradite drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman to the United States. Not good enough for Senator Charles Schumer of New York.
They should do it now and do it under emergency law and send him to us immediately. There has been some indication they're open to this.
And Mexico has formally started the extradition process. The trial of a Baltimore police officer facing the most serious charges in the death of Freddie Gray has been postponed. It's on hold until the court decides whether another officer can be compelled to testify against